time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, a little warm, but kind of used to that by now, aren't we?
Yeah, it hasn't changed a lot.
You know, one thing I know, it's always dusty when you go to a place like a county fair for any length of time, but I'm afraid if I sprayed any water, if it rained right now on my car, I think it would create mud. That's how much dust there is. And it's like that everywhere, not just when you get near a county fairgrounds or anything. We could sure use some wet stuff here. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, hot,
yeah.
Tired.
I know. Hot, tired, sick of it, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I know.
Rain, please.
Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Rinnai tankless hot water units are the ultimate in luxury and efficiency. After Camblin Plumbing and Heating installs one of these for you, your family will enjoy virtually endless hot water, no matter how large your family is or how long that teenager stays in the shower. With its instant heating process, Rinnai hot water units don't waste energy to keep your 40 or 50 gallon tank of water hot, thereby giving you amazing energy savings. We have had only good response back from those who have chosen to have one of these state-of-the-art water heaters put in. We would like you to know that we've installed enough of these in the homes and businesses that we are fully knowledgeable and certified to install them. Rinnai Instant Water Heater Units and Camblin Plumbing and Heating, both tried and true. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Thank you, Brett. It's been hot, and it's been dry. We all are very aware of that here lately. And I guess we all probably have our own ways of measuring that, too. You probably measure it by the number of tickets you run through in a day.
Yeah. I dug a big hole with work orders before I went on vacation, and I came back, and there was a mountain.
It's not surprising.
Yeah.
It's not surprising. I mean, you think about it, too. And I wonder what, for example, what some of the auto shops are working on, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's somebody once had said that, you know, think about what we ask of our cars and our, you know, take it for that matter, our air conditioning units and things, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we just expect that we go hit a button and turn them on and boom, they're running full speed just like that.
Yeah.
Imagine if somebody asked you in the morning to, you know, the alarm gets off and instead of just getting out of bed, you were asked to, as soon as your feet hit the ground, start running a marathon.
Yeah.
Immediately. Or, you know, start running a dead sprint. Yeah.
I looked at the guy's time cards this week and they worked their butts off this week.
So. I mean, we expect all these things just to go. And to go on command and, you know, never break down and never have troubles. And as we know, that is not realistic. But, you know, we all have our different ways of looking at the weather and kind of figuring out just how it goes. It's kind of like that in all of our businesses. We all kind of deal with different things like that in different ways. Those folks who work out of doors, you guys largely work out of doors this time of the year. But, you know, road crews and whatever else. Wow. I'd like to have the concession on tanning lotion there. I mean, sunscreen, you know, you go through a ton of that stuff. But, you know, just how hot and dry has it been? Well, you know, we just sort of crossed the threshold now. July is in the books, and some folks would maybe say thankfully. You realize how much rain we got in July? I was just looking at the weather records here this morning that we've compiled over this last month. We got nothing. I can't remember. I mean, I honestly would have to go back and search through records. I can't remember the last time we had a calendar month go by where we got nothing. I mean, zero. 0.0. There was one day back on the 14th of July where we did register a trace. That's not measurable, but it was wet outside, so we had to put a trace down. I don't know. Did somebody leave the hose on perhaps overnight? I don't know.
Because
a couple of sprinkles here, but not enough to make any difference. Not enough to do anything, but just maybe just moisten the ground slightly. But it wasn't measurable. There wasn't even a hundredth of an inch there, so we couldn't measure it. We couldn't record it. But because there was, you know, the ground was changing color, we had to put trace. That's it. That's all. Zeros the rest of the time. I said I'd have to look far and wide. I'd have to search the record books to take a look and see when the last time we had an actual calendar month go by with absolutely no rain whatsoever. But then, you know, you start looking at the weather numbers for the month of July as well, and you kind of see where it's going. And oddly enough, June wasn't bad. You know, it's been so long. The month of July just seems so long and so hot and so dry that I think in our minds, a lot of folks think this has just been a terrible, terrible summer. Well, June was normal. I mean, when you look at the numbers for June, the average high in the month of June was 85.3, which might be just slightly above normal, not much. 61.1 was the average low here in Atlantic for the month of June, which is pretty much normal. And we had 3.95 inches of rainfall, which is within about 2/10 of an inch of being normal. A little over 4 inches is normal for the month of June. And it was fairly spread out. 9/10 here, a half an inch here, a half an inch there, a little over an inch on the 23rd. I mean, you know, you kind of go through, and it was relatively spread out during the month of June. But then somebody hit the faucet in July and just completely cranked it shut because zero, absolutely nothing. High temperatures, well, like, you know, it was a little above normal. Well, it was decent above normal, actually, yeah. but it was, you know, it was spread out as well. We had 90s most of the time. Of the 31 days in the month of July, we registered high temperatures for a day in the 90s 24 times. 3 times we had a high temperature in the 80s, and 4 times we had a high temperature in the 100s, and those 4 days all came back to back. On the 23rd, it was 100. On the 24th, 101. 100 exactly on the 25th, and then 102 on the 26th. So we had 4 days there where we had high temperatures of 100 degrees or better. Yeah, but other than that, those 80s, you know, spread out a little bit throughout the month, a couple times early in the month, and once later on in the month on the 28th, we were only 84 for a high temperature. Wow. And people were grabbing coats that day, like it was cold outside. The average high in the month of July for Atlantic, in case you're wondering, is 86.5 degrees. That would be the average high temperature here in Atlantic for July. And how that's come by is it's a 20-year average. 94 was the average high for the month of July this year. So you can see we were about, 7.5 degrees above normal for the month. Yeah. Then you take a look at the average low. The average low, I don't know that that's that big a deal, but the average low at 62.2 is average, and we were at a little over 66 degrees. So, you know, it was in the ballpark anyway. Rainfall normally for the month of July, 3.79. Yeah, I think we've already documented how close we came to that.
I think we got more dew this year than we did rain last month.
3.79. You know, I'm just amazed that there's as much green out there as there is. I mean, there are some places, and I'm taking lawns out of the picture because, you know, some folks have watering systems or some folks have been taking the hose and the little sprinkler thingy out and taking care of a few places. But, you know, when you look at some of the different areas, you know, especially when we've been bouncing around these last several weeks to a number of county fairs in the area, you know, these are high traffic areas anyway, but some of the grass is just so completely burned out that it's just, I mean, you walk on it, you can hear it crunch. In some cases, it just, have you looked in your car lately? It's one of the things I never really paid much attention to, but all of a sudden in the last couple of days, I've noticed how much, it's almost white. It's not even brown grass anymore. It's almost white. But how much of that, you know, the stuff you're crunching on when you're out walking around, how much of that is like on your floor mats and stuff? All of a sudden, it just seems like everything's just dried up. When's the next rainfall going to come? That's what everybody wants to know. The answer is, we got no clue. I mean, I'd like to be honest with you, but how many times have we seen rainfall in the forecast over the last couple of weeks, the possibility of rainfall in the forecast, and it just kind of seems like it zips by. Now, some folks are probably saying, what are you talking about? We've had some rain. It's been spotty. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been the problem, and that's going to depend on where you are. I mean, like I say, you know, we get people all the time that will call out and maybe question a rainfall total that we had because they measured so much more. Well, the rain gauge we use comes from the Weather Service. It's probably a little bit more accurate than the one you got from the big box store. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But on the other hand, it doesn't matter. I mean, if we put the rain, the can that we use, the rain gauge that we use in one place and moved it just 2 feet, we'd get a different total. You know, every place on Earth is going to have a different total, no matter where you are. So some folks might be experiencing just a little bit more. More likely, most folks are experiencing a little bit less. You can't get less than zero.
No, yeah.
yeah, that's where we stand, and it's just it's not been a pretty month. So we turn the calendar now, turn the page. We tore another one off this morning. It's August 1st. That's kind of the scary part of it all, too, is July was awful. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the worst ever. I mean, it's going to go down as, what they say, about the third hottest ever. But we're going to flip the calendar now into the month of August. So you start thinking, well, good. Well, maybe things can get better. You know, the reality is August typically is the hottest and driest month of the year.
Yeah.
Typically. Let's hope that's not the same thing this time around.
Yeah, the year has been anything but typical, so I guess we can hope.
Well, we had, you know, how many days of 80 degrees in March? I mean, it was it's just been a wacky year. There's nothing normal. That's where I always just have to laugh when we talk about, well, the average high or the normal for some place. Well, we don't talk in normals in weather. We talk in averages. And that's why. Because there is really no normal anymore. There never is. Weather tends to cycle. You talk to meteorologists and they're going to tell you that weather tends to cycle anywhere in 20 to 30 year periods. You can kind of see things go in different time frames. And if you look back over the history of recorded weather statistics, which date back roughly about 140 years or so here in this part of the United States, you find that every about 20 to 30 years, you get these different cycles of hot and cold and stuff, and sometimes dry as well. And we seem to be in one of those right now. So, well, hopefully we can get some rainfall. There's not a whole lot in the forecast, but you never know. I've given up on percentages.
Yeah.
I know I've mentioned years ago to Harvey Freeze, who is with Freeze Notice Weather, and they take care of our weather forecasting services here. And I've asked them, you guys never use percentages. Some listeners like percentages on their rainfall chances. Why don't you use percentages? And he says, all right, we can guess just like everybody else because that's all you're doing. Of course, their whole profession is kind of based on educated guessing. But, you know, it's how many times have you seen that? 100% chance of rain and it's sunny all day.
Yeah.
And then there's 10% chance of rain and you get 4 inches. You know, it's just what makes the difference. So anyway, we'll see if we can squeeze something out of there for you. But, yeah, absolutely bone dry in the month of July. Here in Atlantic, that's how the weather statistics will go down in history. 0.00 for precipitation here in the month of July. Never thought I'd see that. Why don't you go clean out an air conditioner, too? Why are you still sitting here?
Yeah.
Don't you have dust to blow out of a condenser unit somewhere?
You don't want to put water on. It'll turn to mud.
I know.
Just kidding. You better use some water to wash them out.
Yeah, well, if you can find some, use it, right?
Yeah.
Ben, tell us more about Camlin's.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at bathroom and kitchen remodels. We have the most diverse group of suppliers for you to choose from. We have the most contacts with carpenters to work with. We have the most experience in the area with innovative ways to reflect your wants and needs. We have the best cabinets and countertops with our own Town Center cabinetry offerings, and we have the best prices in town. You want quality, efficiency, and functionality. Camlin Plumbing and Heating gives you it each and every time. Let us help you make that remodel as easy and fun to go through. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. Oh, the thought of the day today is by Andy Warhol. It says, they always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself.
Pretty much true.
Yep.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.